You're listening to SBS News.
Adam Thompson is a Pakenham man from Tasmania. He began writing professionally only a short time ago, and it's been an extraordinary few years. In 2016-17, he received writing awards from the Tamar Valley Writers Festival and the Tasmanian Writers and Readers Festival. In July, his first book, Born Into This, was released in the United States and Canada, where it was featured in the New York Times.
The reaction to my book has been really positive. The reviewers are looking at it in depth, and they're able to articulate the stories and the overall kind of message and themes way better than I could ever do.
Tim Jarvis is a manager at Fuller's Bookshop in Hobart, Tasmania, Australia's oldest independent bookstore. He says Born Into This has been on the store's bestseller list all year.
It's been phenomenal. I think people are just so excited that he has written the book. It's had an enormous amount of support. As soon as we heard that the book was coming, we got in touch to organise a launch here in Hobart, and that the tickets for that sold out in a matter of days.
Born Into This was published by the University of Queensland Press, and Adam Thompson was a recipient of the Wheeler Centre's Next Chapter program that provides mentorship and funding to authors of all backgrounds. Sophie Black is the head of special projects at the Wheeler Centre.
Often the publishing industry can be very unknowable and very hard to break into, so we help facilitate those connections as well. Yeah, the scheme is specifically designed to assist writers from diverse backgrounds and First Nations writers to help create those opportunities. Often they may face extra and additional barriers to the publishing industry. And so we think that providing that money, providing that time and that space, providing that encouragement and those all-important mentorships can really, really make a difference.
Grace Lucas-Pennington is the senior editor of the State Library of Queensland's Black and Right Indigenous Writing and Editing Project. The project was established 10 years ago to boost the opportunities for black writers in Australia.
Black writing is important to me because we've always been here. We've always been telling our stories, but they weren't getting published at the same rate as mainstream authors. In fact, for the first 120 years of publishing in this country, everything was written by non-First Nations people.
On the 25th of May 2020, George Floyd was murdered by a police officer in the US. His death led to worldwide protests and renewed the Black Lives Matter movement that first began in 2013. It was a global reckoning. Companies, individuals, entire industries and organisations were examined for their support of Black Lives Matter. Some brands changed racist marketing and packaging. Other organisations were criticised for failing to employ many black people or encourage a culturally and linguistically diverse workforce. The wider public was suddenly aware and demanding a wider diversity of voices in popular culture. This included the publishing industry. Grace Lucas-Pennington again.
It had been happening for a long time before that, but it really did wake up the mainstream readership and the publishers to the fact that there are more stories out there that they weren't seeing, and really increase the appetite from readers to read black stories, which in turn pushes publishers to seek out more black writers, to republish older titles to meet the huge demand for First Nations books. The sales went through the roof after that Black Lives Matter became worldwide. So we saw huge demand from readers and from publishers, and that's going to have a knock-on effect for the whole next generation of writers. There's going to be more interest, more appetite, and more opportunities available to them.
Tim Jarvis says staff at Fuller's Bookshop had to create a specific display for books about anti-racism during the height of Black Lives Matter in 2020.
There was more demand than supply could meet, and so we were just perpetual stock shortages.
More than 12 months on from Black Lives Matter, Tim Jarvis says the enthusiasm for these stories hasn't gone away.
But I think that it has left its mark, and you can see that in just the level of interest in books by black writers, other writers of colour. even coming through. So if you look at our bestsellers list for this year, Adam Thompson is on the top 10. Patsy Cameron is on the top 10 with her children's book Sea Country. As I say, Bruce Pascoe with Dark Emus are sort of perennially on that list. And so I think that it remains an issue that people feel very strongly about.
Dr. Radia Chowdhury works in publishing and has more than 10 years' experience in the industry. At the end of 2020, she published the report, It's Hard to Be What You Can't See, Diversity Within Australian Publishing, as part of the Beatrice Davis Fellowship with the Australian Publishers Association. For her report, Dr. Chowdhury used existing studies from the United Kingdom to inform her research, because she says data on diversity in the publishing industry doesn't exist in a meaningful way in Australia.
So there is a data black hole in Australia. And I've said many times, and I will say it again, that I think that's a very deliberate black hole. Because if the data exists, then people are accountable to it, and people don't want to be held accountable to it.
Dr. Chowdhury says back in 2017, the Me Too movement failed to retain the same enthusiasm in the publishing industry as the months, years and news cycle moved past the story. She says the Black Lives Matter movement experienced the same decline in enthusiasm.
If the Me Too movement could not prompt systemic change within the industry when people in the industry actually had skin in the game, there was a snowball's chance in hell that, you know, racial inclusion and injustice and all of the very big meaty topics that came up after the murder of George Floyd, there was a snowball's chance in hell that that was ever going to get any traction when there was very few people in the industry who had any skin in the game.
In her report, Dr. Chowdhury says Australia's publishing industry has always been reactive rather than proactive to cultural and historical moments.
Because, you know, publishing is a very middle class, sort of educated, we like to consider ourselves a sort of nice and liberal lowercase l, sort of an industry, a lot of people who were engaging with it were engaging with it on that very emotional level of, I feel bad, therefore we should do something. And so inevitably, when you approach a problem in that way, you're using the very myopic lens of your own self-worth, your own self-actualization.
Adam Thompson's inspiration for Born Into This comes from his own community in Tasmania. He's worked for the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre for more than 20 years in different roles.
Well, I'm inspired by my community. I mean, it's got such an amazing, resilient community here. And through my work at the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, I collect a lot of historical information and stories to preserve for our community. I've been really lucky to have that role, but I'm also kind of lucky to be involved in the struggle, you know, in the campaigns of the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre and the Aboriginal community.
His experience of getting published was positive. He attended the Sydney Writers' Festival earlier this year and witnessed firsthand the hunger that readers have for a diverse range of stories.
The time of non-Aboriginal people telling Aboriginal stories has passed. Okay, we have our own narrative, and people are, at the moment, people are just gobbling that up.
Grace Lucas-Pennington is curious to see what happens next in the publishing industry.
We've been fighting this fight for years. We know we need more voices. We know we're underrepresented in the media, in the arts, in publishing, in politics, in every sphere of life. So it was interesting, I guess, to see that everyone else kind of catching up to go, oh, wait a minute, and looking, publishers looking at their own list to say, actually, we don't publish any Indigenous writers. Why haven't we done that? And what can we do to fix that? So it was kind of a wake-up call.